How do leaders maintain optimism when they are tired? If you've ever been in a position of leadership, you know that leadership can be extremely lonely. Sometimes it's hard to relate to folks on your team, and you definitely can't just come to work or show up on your team and just start crying and venting. It just won't work. And so it can be kind of isolating. So one of the most important things any effective leader has to do is maintain their close friendships. You have to have people that you can go to vent, to cry, to let it all out, where it's a safe environment where you're not giving instructions or telling people this is the end of the organization, but rather you just need to get it all out of you. Have those cathartic experiences. In fact, I take it super seriously. I have a rule with my friends that there's no crying alone. And so if any one of us is ever completely overwhelmed, we call each other and say, "Do you have a minute? I just need to vent, or I just need to cry, or I just need to get this out." And amazingly, that gets us right back on the path of optimism.